A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and all over the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at government's intention to visit the diaspora and facilitate the dualization of citizenship.
Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been demanding that the government respect the constitution and allow them to have dual citizenship. But the government was slow in implementing this constitutional requirement, with some accusing it of denying them dual citizenship because it was afraid they could vote for the opposition MDC party.
The government, however, says Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be assisted in becoming dual citizens starting next month.
This follows an announcement by Portfolio Committee on Foreign Affairs Chairman and Makonde Member of Parliament Kindness Paradza, that they will start issuing documents to allow dual citizenship to Zimbabweans. Many people hope that dual citizenship will open opportunities for them, including voting in Zimbabwe elections while they are in their country of residence.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
We are also live streaming on our shows right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Yebo zulukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lokubana uhulumende uthi yena usezaqala ukuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zibe lalokhu okuthiwa ngesilungu i-dual citizenship, okutsho ukuthi ziyabe sezizizalwane zeZimbabwe ziphinde njalo zibe yizizalwane zamazwe lapho eziyaba zihlala khona. Siyazi ukubana lolu ludaba oluke lwangani luyakhathaza eminyakeni edluleyo, lwasiwa emthethwandaba kaningi-ningi ngabanye ababe yalelwe ukuthi babe le dual citizenship. Kodwa ke hayi, uhulumende wethu lokhu sokuzedlula kusukela ngenyanga ezayo ekaJulayi, kuzeza iqula leziphathamandla zikahulumende ezizahamba zipotapota emazweni aphetsheya belungisa ke lona lolo daba. Siyazi njalo ukubana lolo daba luke lwavimba abantu ukuthi bakhulume kakhulu ngodaba lokuvota. Ye, siyazi bathi bona hayi, thina sifuna ukuvota sisemazweni angomakhelwane. Jonga.
Ongu vadiwa watereri nevatariri, nasi muchirongo tine nyaya inofanira kunge ichifadza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika. Inyaya yagara vanhu vakawanda vachichemera yekuti vange vachibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri, nyika yavagere neZimbabwe yatinoti muchirongo dual citizenship. Vakawanda vanga vachiti sezvo mutemo uchibvumidza izvozvo, sei hurumende isiri kuvapa mukana iwoyo, asi tanzwa kuti paramende yeZimbabwe kuburikidza nekomiti inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika vanenge vachitanga mwedzi uri kuuya iwoyu waJulai kupinda munyika dziri kunze kune vana veZimbabwe, vachisangana nevana veZimbabwe vachivapa mukana wekuti vange vachiwana dual citizenship, muchipiwa mafomu yekuti munge muchifila kana pane zvinodiwa kuti munge muchiita magwaro iwayo kuti munge muchibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri. Vazhinji vanenge vachitarisira kuti kana zvaita izvi wobva wange vaane mukana wokuvhota vari munyika dzavari. Asi handizvo zvega zvinouya nekunge mune dual citizenship. Kune mikana yakawanda, munogona kuvhurawo mabhizimusi, munogonawo kuita zvakawanda zvido zvatei tichizonzwawo kuti zvii zviri kuwanikwa mugapu iroro. Tisapedza nguva taita rombo rakanaka, tabata sachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika. vakaindine sparadza vatori parunhare izvo zvakamirira kuti munge muchinzwa zvavaina zvine kupindura mubvunzo yamune minayo mimwe yamaa muchimbotibvunza asingagone kupindura togamuchirai nemufaro vaparadza muchirongwa chedu.
Manero akanaka kwamuri mese muZimbabwe nemi muri kudiaspora amene kuti Masikati here kuti nguva iko.
Ikuno kwatiri kuWashington Masikati handizivi vari kuAustralia kuti inguva iyi nekune dzimwe nyika uko.
Zvakanakai.
Thank you so much. Maybe you can start nekungoti titaure nechirungu kuti we heard what you promised Zimbabweans in the diaspora starting from July that you will be visiting them and facilitating the dual citizenship documents. Maybe you can explain on that, Honorable Parats.
Thank you very much. What we are doing as Parliament is that we are going to visit a number of capitals and see and talk to our Zimbabweans living in the diaspora and try to hear their grievances and also their submissions as citizens in the way we should do our business as Parliament and as government. What we have arranged so far is that the Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Advocate Jacob Mdenda, is going to lead the delegation to visit London, to visit Brussels, to visit Stockholm, to visit Washington, primarily to meet our Zimbabweans in the diaspora and also to talk to our counterparts in those parliaments. In the case of the U.S., we are going to meet Congress, their Foreign Relations Committee, and talk to them on a number of issues. And one of those issues is about ZIDERA, the issue of sanctions. Then the Speaker is going to have a meeting with his counterpart, Madam Nancy Pelosi. Equally, he is going to do that in the U.K. And in Brussels, we are going to see the Commission. And also, you know, Zimbabwe is under sanctions right now. But that aside, we are going to meet the diaspora, and what they didn't know, most of our diasporans, is that the Constitution allows them to hold dual citizenship in the countries in which they are right now, and also they are Zimbabwean citizens. And what we are taking to them is that we are going to, we have already discussed this with the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kane Ngala, with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Dr. S.B. Moyo, and also Mr. Masanga, who is the Registrar General, to issue our Zimbabweans in the diaspora with the relevant primary documents in the form of birth certificates, death certificates, IDs, passports, and other documentation they may require. This is the long-hanging fruits right now. Right? You can also try to talk about the issue of diaspora vote. Yes, we are going to hear it from them, and we are going to they are going to tell us what they want. They want the government to proceed. However, on the issue of diaspora vote, the current Electoral Act does not allow diaspora vote, and because our voting system is constrained based, it's word based, it's sender based. So we have no constituencies in the diaspora. We have no wards in the diaspora. We have no voting centers in the diaspora. However, we are going to have electoral act amendments. And when we have these amendments, we are going to discuss, debate about these issues and come up with a proper format on how to proceed. So this is where we are right now. We have set up the dates, and all these capitals that are waiting for us to come, and we should be in the United Kingdom between the 10th and the 13th. And it's going to be very exciting, the United Kingdom, during this time. Minister S.B. Moyo is going to be there as well. And not only that, Minister of Environment and Tourism, Honorable Mfumira, Prisca Mfumira, is also going to be there at the same time. And she is going to hold roadshows up to Scotland, trying to woo Zimbabweans and others who are not Zimbabweans to come and visit Zimbabwe. So that is the tourism agenda. She's going to do that. And in our case, our agenda is about the diasporans. Our agenda is about re-engagement with those governments I've talked about. So this is what the situation we have right now. And we are expected to be in the U.S. in Washington between the 15th and 16th of July. Then in Brussels, 17th, 18th of July. And in Sweden, 19th and 20th July. These dates are flexible. We are going to get feedback sometime this week from the Harare-based foreign diplomat where we are going to visit. So this is what we are going to do. Let me also tell the diasporans who are listening as of now. As I told you last week, that we're going around the country trying to solicit citizens' views on the proposed Zimbabwe Investment and Development Agency Bill, ZIDA Bill. This bill, we have as a committee agreed that we should have some incentives for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, so to enable them to come and invest back home. And I must tell you that yesterday I had a hearing in Parliament from the old ZIA, Zimbabwe Investment Center, chief executive, Zimbabwe Special Economic Zones, and also ZimTrade, and also from the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Manzou. And they are all in agreement that in this bill, we must insert a provision to say Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they must be given incentives. And these incentives must be clear in the bill. So this is what we are doing for our diaspora.
Very interesting, Mr. Paradza, Honorable Paradza. Welcome to the show. It's Chris Gande. Mr. Paradza, sure. Yes, you are talking about, you said the issues over the diaspora vote, which many people in the diaspora are really concerned about. Now, is there a plans to make it possible by establishing those wards and constituencies which are prohibiting the facilitation of the vote?
Well, it's not feasible because where they are, it's out of our jurisdiction. So we cannot establish wards in the U.S. We cannot establish wards in the U.K. You see, not even in South Africa, because it's beyond our jurisdiction. So when we are going to discuss, as I said, these law reforms, electoral law reforms, so we don't know how we are going to come up with a proper solution. Possibly we use our embassies as voting centers, and I don't know how we are going to structure that. But I'm just thinking off cuff. But as I said, we are going to have electoral reforms, and the president himself, he wants all these reforms. These reforms, I must say it now, they are not being forced on this administration. No, it's actually President Mnangagwa who has said he wants to establish these reforms. He wants to introduce these reforms. These are voluntary, non-conditional. They're unconditional reforms, which he is doing. And he has told me, point blank, but we have regular meetings with him. So this is very clear. He wants these reforms done and a number of issues to help move the country forward. That's what he's doing.
Thank you so much, Honorable Ramba Nyimuri Parunare. Chris, we have Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Wari Parunare. Also, there's a caller. Maybe Unutanga Watora Wamasuku. There's a caller.
Yes, Mr. Bango, welcome to the show. Just hold on there. We have a caller, like Jonga said. Salam Laleli. Unjan Laleli.
Nangkona Unjan Mamunjan.
Hi, say Apila. Unhappy Womslav.
Hayi nje Zimbabwe senkabaze.
Okay, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Hayi lokho okwenza yalayo lokhu into esingani siyajabulela kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu abasemazweni labo babe namandla kokonke okwenzakalayo ngapha ekhaya. Ngakuyukuthi yena umnumzana uMnangagwa uvumela into efana naleyi ngithayela intombi impela. Baningi abantu abasemazweni bayakhala bakhala bezama ukuthi mhlawumbe singalungiselilise ukuhamba kwabo phelayo sontando yabo. Kungaba yinto nje ukuthi abanye babehlanganele izinduzeko zonezo esingabe thina sazesile ukuthi lathiile kodwa bona bakwanisa ukuthi bayakhona hapho. Bajabula kakhulu banganikeza ithuba labo sebengikhona hala ukuthi bavote batshengisele ukuthi ilizwe labo bayalithanda kakhulu. Ngoba into esikhona lapha sikhala nje ngelizwe leli ngoba abantu asebe namakhanda amakhulu sebebalutshwana abalamakhanda amancane baba baningi. Ozowubuza ukuthi siwahlanganisa amakhulu lamancane ilizwe lingani liyafika uma mpela. Okwamanje sekulingene.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Okay. Jonga, the caller there is applauding the move by government. He says it's a good move because at least it will it shows you know the government is willing to engage in the peace.
And it's also serious.
Yes, yes,
yes. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango. Welcome to our show, and please go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, for everyone who is listening to Studio 7. Siyaweza amagama ayethulwa ngumlisa laphana, siyawabonga kakhulu lawo magama, ngamagama amahle. Ngithemba ukuthi abakhumbulayo noma abalokhu ngizwa ngikhuluma esikhathini esiningi lokutsho ukuthi abantu basediaspora kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bathi basifake into serious consideration. Indlela yokuthi basifake into serious consideration because the diasporans they play a major role ezintweni ezenzakalayo eZimbabwe. I would say currently ezizinto zingakhona which is out of control of anyone. But kathesi idiaspora yibo abadlala indima ukuthi abantwana bahambe esikolo, abantu abagulayo bathole izimali from ama-relatives abo from diaspora ukubancedisa ukuthenga imithi lokubathengela ezinye izinto abazidingayo mhlawumbe abaphila lobugogathize abaneed ukuthi baphile ngeminye imitshina bayenelisa abantu abasediaspora ukuthi bathenga imitshina lana bahambise ekhaya. Kungayisiko mtshina kuphela, even economically I think the diasporans badlale indima enkulu kakhulu ekuthini nxa bengabe recognize ngendlela abafisa ngakhona iZimbabwe ingaba ingaba endaweni enhle kakhulu as far as ukuthuthukisa nxa zonke. Ngingalalela ngezwa laphana umphathi laphana esithi ukuza benzima ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi akula ndawo zoku akula ndawo abala ma-wards noma abala ma-villages ukuthi mhlawumbe bazathi how do you identify someone who is in Manchester noma someone who is in Sheffield or umuntu oseLeeds or oseLondon. Ngibona engathi okokuqala nje lokuyana into eqakathekileyo ngokuthi kule embassy yeZimbabwe la laba England okuyindawo okokuthi kuqala bahle yindawo okuqala ukuthi fanele ukuthi kukhanyelwe yona leyani embassy kuqala ukuthi abantu abaseduzane bengahamba baye casta amavoti abo kusetshenziswa i-embassy. Then from labo ulama dorobo amakhulu afana labo Birmingham afana labo Leeds okuzindawo okwaziwa khona ukuthi kugcwele abantu bakithi abangahamba labo Manchester ungahamba abantu bakithi bayihlanganela khona ngale so leyana ngibone ngathi it's a matter of ukuthi i-government ikhangele ibone ukuthi abantu abakudiaspora baningi kangakanani njalo itisistemelise ukuthi ibafake into serious consideration ibanikeze amathuba okuthi labo benelise ukukhuluma lokhu abakufisayo ngoba bathi your vote is your voice mina ngokwazi kwami so ivoice yabantu basediaspora bayayifisa kakhulu ukuthi izwakale ngendlela efanayo layena le yakathesa ukuthi abantu basediaspora badlala indima enkulu ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lasezimbabwe iloba lisebunzimele obungakanani so ngibone ngathi lokhu abakwenzileyo ukuthi baphume umkhankaso bake babona ukuncedisa abantu basezimbabwe abahluphekileyo abangelazo ezinye izincwadi abangelazo ezinye izinto abazidingayo kakhulu abafana ukuthi ngabe bazithole ezimbabwe ngibone ngathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu akube ngumhlahlandlela okuqalisa lento kodwa njalo akube yinto ukuthi ayipheleli kwalapho iqhubekele phambili njengesifiso sakhe asikhulumele ukuthi baza kwenza konke lokuthi i-diaspora iyenethi ukuvota so kuyinto esiyibongayo laleyana kodwa sithi okukhulu sifuna ukubona izenzo senzeka izinto zilalezi abaye bazikhuluma kungabi kukuthi kubuya nje ingene kuzalala emahotela kuphela but kungabi lento eqiniso esifuna ukuthi sibone ngoba nxa singakhangela kathesi izinto sezatshintsha izinto eziningi we now live kwi-new era i-new era le esikiyo isifuna abantu babamba nezandla baqhubekele phambili bayenelete ukwakha ilizwe labo elezimbabwe ezinye izinto nxa sekubuya okunye okungathi kuyehlula kodwa nxa kuye kwafika kwathola abantu bezimbabwe bebambene izandla kungela abanxaphayo besithi hayi thina vele asivunyelwe ukuvota kungela abanxaphayo besithi hayi thina vele sivalelwa phandle kuba yinto enzima kakhulu ngibonge njalo lokuthi indaba yokuthi abantu basediaspora bazayenelisa ukuthi baphiwe ithuba lokuthi those wants to come and invest bazayenelisa ukuthi babuye bahambe ezimbabwe banikeze ithuba elihle a-transparent way okungela ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi wenze i-business sofanti uqale uyehlangana nomunye umuntu muva kwesivalo lokhuyana yinto ebulalilizwe yinto engalunganga yinto esifuna ukuthi sasifuna i-total transparency ukuhamba phandle kwamanye amazwe you see so many things ozibala ukuthi ilizwe lakithi siyalekha lokhu ngoba bathi ukuhamba kuzala induna uhamba ubona lapha lalapha ubona ukuthi ilizwe lakithi nxa singenza lokhu lalokhu this can work for abantu bakithi kuukuthi ngithemba njalo ukuthi ngokubuya kwakhe kungathi kuzaqondana lelanga la esizabe sile bukalaza gathering lapha e-UK ngithemba ukuthi sizabe nendlela ukuthi sikhulumisane labo ababuyayo bayenelise ukuthi bazobakhona kubukalaza gathering ngoba ibukalaza gathering layo ngeyinye into esayenzayo lapha e-diaspora ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi nxa bebuya bezosichazela bachazelela abanye abantu isekoni bakalaza actually aba-invited kuleyo program even noma ngumuntu ovela ngaphi kuzalo kuhle ukuthi kungathi kuqondele kuhle so yinto esibongelayo kakhulu yana siyithanda ihlombe lento eyenzakeleyo
okay thank you so much ungabamba ucingo sithathe umlaleli jonga
yes tine mtereri hanzi tina mkoma Wilbert Parunari mkoma Wilbert makadi
triperi makadiyo
muri kufona muri kupi
Manchester UK
Manchester aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu pindai tinzwa pfungwa dzenyu tina honorable kindness paradza vanoisa chigaro wecommittee inoona nezvekudzidzana dzimwe nyika mudare reparamende varipo parunhare ipapo taura izvinhu
thank you I just want to welcome him and I welcome the move they are making I've got just two points to make first of all the issue of diaspora vote I think we need to be honest with ourselves. This issue has been going on for a long time, and Zimbabwe is one of those countries with a really big population outside Zimbabwe. And therefore, then for other smaller countries to allow their citizens to vote in Zimbabwe, we are struggling. It's most unfortunate. And I think if we're being honest with ourselves, this issue has been going on and should have been sorted out by now. But the other issue I would like to just ask the Honorable Paradza to comment on is this issue of lifting of the sanctions. I think most outsiders, including the EU, the Americans, Commonwealth, have said our elections were not free, fair, and credible. And therefore, then the question then arises whether We are arguing that the sanctions should be lifted regardless of the fact that the elections were not free, fair, and credible? Mm-hmm. Or is he saying the elections were free, fair, and credible, and therefore then the sanctions will be, should must be lifted?
Yes.
I think that point needs to be clarified.
We
cannot spawn having it both ways. We can't have our cake and eat it too.
Thank you. Regarding what you actually put here, Honorable Paraza.
No, he's this phone dropped.
Hello, Anzinare Aoya Donaya, Honorable Paraza Saka. We are trying to reconnect with him. We lost him. I think as soon as we get back to, he gets back to the show, we'll pass on these two questions to him. Thank you so much, Mkoma Ulbet.
Thank you.
Yes, listeners and viewers, we are trying to reconnect with Honorable Kindness Paraza. His phone just dropped. I think it's the issue of connectivity in Zimbabwe. But the other issue, yangai chibunzwa ni wanu Chris, kuti dai tabata zakare Honorable Paraza, ndiye nyaye mitero. Some were asking whether they will be expected to pay taxes. And someone was asking me, if that is the point why the Zimbabwean government is trying or is going to implement this move, yekupa vana Zimbabwe magwaro iwayo, vachiti kuitira kuti vana Zimbabwe vange vachizobhadhara mitero, so that Zimbabwe yowana mari iri kunetsa iyoyi nokunzi iri kunetsa yekunze, dai takwanisa kubata zvakare Honorable Paraza vatipindura panyaya iyoyo. Regai tinzwe vateereri vedu pa Studio 7 kuti vari kuti tineva nyora pa vioishona Facebook. Hanzi namukoma Steve Chicks. Zinotora makore mangani kuchinja mutemo kuti diaspora ivote. Be serious guys. Ndofunga wangu washitaura panyaya taurwa na Honorable Paraza. Yekuti nyaya yemutemo, mutemo uweze sarudzo parizvino. Hauvumidze kuti pange pachivotwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze. Ndofunga ndiri kubvunzwa namukoma Steve Chicks kuti zvinotora nguva yakadii kuti zvinge zvichiitwa izvozvo, hurumende ngaive serious. Then mukoma Donald Mamboma, hanzi ndifonereiwo, tiri kufonerai mukoma Mamboma. Then tina Nicodemus, hanzi matariro, manhero akanaka. Then mukoma Steve Chicks, hanzi what about dual citizenship issue? Ndofunga wangu asina kunzwa papa achitaurwa navaparadza kuti ndo yavari kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe vange vachiwana kubva muna July. Vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakupuwa that dual citizenship, asi vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachivhota, ndozvavati zvinenge zvichizogadziriswa. Panotanga pashandurwa mutemo wesarudzo kuti vanhu vazokwanisa kunge vachivhota vari munyika dzavari. Hanzi pane fana kuita maelectoral law reforms. Then mukoma Dennis Gorivoto, and but there are SADC guidelines. Why is he saying it's impossible in a diaspora vote kubvunzwa? That mukoma Carrington Mangwiro, as that sounds good, and all what we are going to do with business laws and business tax incentives, access to finance for small to medium businesses, nofunga wangu adaki sa mvunzwa hapo. Then mukoma Dennis Goruoto wadzoka tukani South Africa is implementing diaspora vote. Honorable, we can learn a lot from them and implement diaspora vote. The government have capacity, but it knows diaspora vote is for opposition, in my opinion. That is in his opinion. Wabwa wango jekesa kutundoo mafungira avu, ndo watina wanyora pa Facebook. Yes, Shona, yes, no, Chris.
Yeah, well, chonga, yeah, hi. See, Tembas is Amtola njalo, Mnumzana, Kindness, Paraza, Ngoba Imbuzo, Ikanya, hi, Imnengi, Evela, Ngoba Laleli Betu, Ikakulu, Ngotaba, Lwe Diaspora Vote. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mnumzana, Tifa, Wajapi, Bango, Hukona.
Hukona, sir.
Ye, si zile lapha la uzile Mnumzana Paraza ekhuluma ngodaba lwe diaspora vote. Ye, la uke wafaka nje imbono yakho lapha lalaphaya. Kodwa ke ubona njani udaba lolu, ikakhulu nxa ukhangela ukuthi amanye amazwe afana labo South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, lamanye njalo bayavota beku diaspora?
Mina mbona ingathi ilizwe lakithi indaba zokuthi umthetho utshintsha nini noma utshintshwa njani yinto ebeloko siloko sicasha ngayo, kuyinto esingafuni ukuthi siphumele egcekeni ngayo. Ngoba umthetho ukutshintsha kwawo, nxa bephuma phandle behambisa abantu ezigabeni besiyababuza ukuthi bafuna umthetho sekelo ukuthi ume njani ngikemba ukuthi ama amendments kulento ababeyiza ukuthi may is an outcry eyabantu abaningi e clear engadingi ruler ukuthi izimeje ukuthi ubonakala ukuthi state into indaba ye diaspora vote into abantu abaningi abakhala ngayo yiyo into eza abantu babambelele ezinye izinto bangathi babuyele emuva ngenxa yokuthi awusoze unikeze umuntu ukudla nxa uqeda laphana ubususuthi nxa isinto yamukela ubusekela ukudla lokana kubuyela phansi ususuthi akadobhe phansi nxa zukudobha sekule nhlabathi akusuze ikudla lokana sekuyingcekeza so yinto ebaluhlupho kathebe siyibonayo so I think it's quite critical ukuthi indaba yediaspora vote should be taken into serious consideration because as far as I'm concerned abantu bakithi they've shown ukuthi they really admire and they really love ilizwe labo elezimbabwe they've shown ngakho konke it's that undoubtable there's nothing abantu abaphandi kwelizwe abazondayo ngelizwe lakibo abantu bezimbabwe bafubona izimbabwe indlondlobala iqhubekela phambili abantu abaku diaspora basisa kakhulu ukuthi ngabe bahambe ekhaya kulungiswa zonke izinto banikeza ama opportunities meantime nxa bengakahambi ekhaya besalungisa lokho bakulungisayo bese diaspora abanikeze amathuba afanayo lalawo mathuba lawo abantu abasezimbabwe ngoba badlala indima efanayo noma it's even more than indima eyenziwa ngabantu abasekhaya ezimbabwe ngibe sengibuya njalo labe bengathi umnumzana laphana nxa ebuyile ngisezofuna ukuthi ngizwisise ngendaba yemthelo ukuthi indaba yemthelo leyi bafuna ukuthi nxa kuwukuthi iyafakwa iyabiza fakwa ngandlela bani ngoba kathesi abantu abaningi abasediaspora bale mizi ekhaya bale zindlu ekhaya abazithelelayo nxa kuwukuthi imithelo yamabuilding ngibona yathi lokhana sekufanele ukuthi bakhangele ukuthi umuntu lowo uyenza ibhizinisi bani engenza ukuthi abhadale omunye umthelo ongasomthelo womuzi ongasomthelo wendlu yakhe njalo abantu balezimoto bayabhadala imithelo leyana kodwa nxa sekubuya emthelweni ukuthi uyatheksa umuntu ngenxa yomsebenzi you can only tax ungenza umuntu ukuthi abhadale nxa umuntu lwana kuwukuthi umuntu lwana usebenza ezimbabwe kulento ayitholayo from i-economy ephakathi kwelizwe lezimbabwe you cannot tax babugande umuntu ongamaziyo ukuthi usebenza ngaphi noma uyenzani ngoba abanye abantu baku-diaspora mina ngiyahamba around the world I've seen abanye abantu ukuthi bakhona abantu baku-diaspora asebeqede iminyaka bengasebenzi for our reasons ukuthi you cannot just like for instance e-England you cannot just wake up in the morning ukuhambe emsebenzini you need to have the proper documentation you need to have i-NIA yakho you need to have so many things and kathesi they check bayenza ama-checks before they could even employ you so you cannot just wake up in the morning and say with the England I'm going to work so amaphepha akonqa yakaluki you could be in diaspora for about 7 years bakhona abantu balabo 7 years balabo 5 years bengela amaphepha so you know those are all the things that they have to put into consideration so ukuthetha umuntu ngumuntu omaziyo ukuthi usebenzani e.g. for instance na nginje mina ngasuka eZimbabwe while ngathunywa ngohulumende ukuthi ngiyesebenzela like ama diplomats noma ngizosebenzela at the embassy noma ngizosebenzela msebenzi thize ngize England noma ngise America yimi esengiyabe ngilomlando ukuthi i-tax yami ngiyibhadala i-tax yomsebenzi elizweni laseZimbabwe so umbolekazi ikonokwala kufanele kube clear kakhulu emthethweni yabo abayifakayo bengafaki sebezelibhalwa kunye ngamabala amancane ngoba izinto lezi ziqakathekile babugande ngoba nxa sithi abantu bezimbabwe ababe free ngelizwe labo abantu bezimbabwe ababe happy ngokuthi bazoinvesta ilizwe lakibo
thank you so much Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. Vamambeu tino gamchira yemuchirongwa chedu. Asirega yetungo tanga tatura mutereri. Vamakweni variparu naratu vatazu kakune miwa vamambeu. Vamakweni pinda yemuchirongwa.
Maskera sehi mkoma jonga.
Aywa ndaskera zakanaka. Ndino imbo wakuti imaskera zakanaka. Murikupi?
Sipa South Africa.
South Africa. Aywa nyayiri pondiyo itine urombo kuti... Honorable Paradza foni yawo ya kata ndofunga pamwe moto wapera sezvo kuZimbabwe kumagetsa ari kumboenda kwemanguva kwemaawa akawanda pamwe moto wapera asi tiri kumboedza kuti vabate zvakare asi vanga vachitaura nyaya ndofunga mama akateerera
chokwadi nyaya yavota inzwa asi ngavabva vanyatsobuda pachena pane zvese nekuti asi kunyakuvavimba kuti sei vafunga kudaro gozi ngavanya kutaura zvese zvinodiwa kana pane zvinoda kuzobhadharwa kana kuti vachida kuti tizoterera kunyika mbiri kuno kwatiri kwatiri kushanda neku Zimbabwe kuti ndavagare vatonya kutaura tigare tasiva izvozvo
kwete
kuzoita senge vati varege kutoita kunge vati vandira ende ichokwadi nhau kuti vanotaura nezvemasanction ivo pachavo vari kumbotaurira navo here pavanenge vari kumaofisi avo vari vega pachavo pachizanu kuti zvatiri kuita izvi zvinoita kuti here tinoti vanhu vatibvitire masanction vagotizwa bhozi hapana kana tiri kumbochinja kana vanhu vari kungosungwa zvisina kana musoro vachipomerwa mhosva zvisina kana musoro yaunonyatsoona kuti apa hapana zviripo apa kungoiudzvaniri chete hunenge huchingovepo saka ivo pachavo ngavatanga vatotaurirana vagadzirise pese wozonoinda vachitaura kuti tachinja ichi nechichi nechichi tarinaiwo muone mega vacho vava vanhu vachiona vega then vane simba rekunotaura kuti masanction tibvitireiwo iri nhau yekuvhota kwediaspora chinhu chavanonyaya kutya ndechekuti hava dzimwe nguva access yekuti vagone kuzoriga maelection kudiaspora inogona kuvaita senge inova tine sei mbichana kwete kuti vangataura kuti hanzi hatina mawadzi hatina chii haisiyo nyaya iyoyo haisi point
kuti
vanongotaurirana kane nyika yacho vanhu koinda vamwe vari kuvhota vemuno musouth africa vakavhotera kunyika dzavangovari how did they make those words saka communication azi kana vada zvavo hapana kana tinonetsa dai vanga varipo vagona kutaura asi haa kuti vachadzoka handifungi because handifungi ameno tiramachiwazama
regai timaramba tichidaro maita basa zvikuru vamakoni
handinotenda hangu mukomo wangu muswere zvakanaka
thank you so much Chris that was Mr. Makoni is saying that the many people may not trust the government, why all of a sudden it is going to implement this law or this act. But at the same time, he is urging the government to be clear on the issue of taxes, whether people will be expected to pay taxes in those two countries they will be residing. Their country of resident and Zimbabwe. And also, he is talking about the issue of dual citizenship, citizens are being allowed to vote. He says South Africa just introduced that and people voted wherever they were. And it's something that cannot take time for Zimbabwe to say it does not have constituencies and all that. Regai tinzwe kuna vamambeu, vamambeu variparunhare ndevesangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum. Vamambeu, togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nokutikidza muchirongwa makabiko vajongana vamwe venyu.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu, ndofunga mambonzi vavo vakindness paradza vachitsanangura. Tine urombo kuti nguva yacho iyoyo tatipedza tikufonerei asi manje vateereri vangu vachibva vangopindawo muchirongwa nhare dzachidzibva dzaramba dziri busy. Zvino nguva yamazopinda nhare yava kindness paradza yabva yadonha asi taurai zvenyu pfungwa dzenyu
chokutanga ndechekuti isu sevanhu vakagara munyika dziri kure tisiri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe chikuru chatinoda ndechekuti hurumende yedu bene yatibvumira kuparticipeta munhau dzekusarudzwa kweutungamiriri nokuti tinoda kuzibene hurumende yanga yagona kuziva kuti kudiaspora kunovarwa kunzi kungangova nevanhu vanosvika 3 million saka kana nyika ine vanhu vanosvika 3 million vasina chavanogona kutaura pamusoro pekufambiswa kweutungamiri kana kwepolitics dzenyika yavo izvozvo zvinotibata bata hazviiti kuti zvinge zvakanaka saka vangauya neurongwa hwose hwavangauya nahwo asi kana urongwa ihwohwo husingatibvumiri kuti tigokwanisa kutsaudza mutungamiri anotungamira nyika yacho yezimbabwe zvinoreva kuti havasi kufambidzana nesu chatinoziva ndechekuti pari zvino mwana woga woga uri mudiaspora ari kusapota kumusha nekutumira mari nguva nenguva inonochengetedza vabereki vatakasiya nevana vari kuenda kuchikora iyoyo mari ingatofananidzwa zvikuru neforeign direct investment nekuti imari iri kupinda mukati menyika iri in foreign currency terms saka mukutambudzika kwese kunenge kuchiita nyika kwairi kuita kushaya nhau yemari kushaya nhau yekuti foreign exchange inoiwana kupi isusu takamira nenyika hatinazovara takamboramba kutumira pfuma kunyika yezimbabwe kuti inogona kubatsira Saka chokutanga ndechekuti vaparadza ngavadzokere. Vanoudza utungamiriri hwavo kuti isu sediaspora ngavativimbise zvomene mene kuti tichaparticipate mageneral elections ari kuuya muna 2023. Ndochokutanga. Kana vazodero ngavachizodzoka vachititsanangurira chikonzero chaita kuti vabe kuisa mutemo wavari kutarisana nawo kuti zvabvira pati chii chakonzera kuti vasvite mafungiro iwayo tobva tazvitarisisavo tozvikongorora nekuti kana iri nhau yematax iriyo yavari kuda kuita hurumende haifaniri kuita hurumende yekungwarira padori rehuko yokuda kugonhodla chete pavasina kurima ngavapatarisise ipapo kuti kuzvino ivo anodoshamisa mateksi acho nekuti ruzhinji rwevakauya kuno vazhinji vakauya vasina kana mapepa okufambisa vamwe vakapinda nemvura vachitiza zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vachitiza politics vamwe vachitiza ikonomi yakanga ichiruma saka zvose izvozvo zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvitarisiswa kuti saka taakuteerera kunotora kuvuma kune vanhu vakapinda vamwe vakakugwama kugonengwena
ndokubatai muromo wamambeu ramba yanyu muri parunhare timbotora muteereri ndofunga tine muteereri Chris.
Yebo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Oh, makadi changamire, muyakhuluma here munotaura you speak.
Tinotaura.
Taura yenyu standiani?
Ndine mukoma hustler.
Mukoma hustler, hastara kaoma here mukoma hustler.
Yes.
Taura yenyu.
I think nyaya kuti vanhu mu diaspora vange vaine konzere kuvota. Haisinye kuti tingakumbire yekuti ngatihanze taona unopo ma president na family ikodzere yedu yekuvota and more so you know muna angati ada kutora tax or that thing from vanari ku diaspora vasina kodzere kuvota zvangofanana nekuvhimiswa nguruve nguruve yawaiuraya ino urimbwa then pakuzodyiwa kwenyama you don't know kuti yadyi akangwa yaitwa sei wodzimirwa kunge that's just the same as kuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanhu vanotekswa uku vasikavhoti what we want is the right to vote you know and then determine kuti who is going to rule our country zvinhu development inofamba sei because at the end of the day you know kana usina kodzere kuvhota wangofana nemwana anorimiswa donje gore rese baba oenda unonopuwa mari yedonje wozonodya mari yeunezvidya chavaenzi you can't control it so you have to have the right to vote first then we can then talk to that government but otherwise zvinhu zvavari kuda kuita is you know nyaya dual citizenship it's not even the priority issues but kuti who is ruling our country because in the first instance kuti vanhu aende kuhondo it was not because of whatever reason but the governance of the day and nyaya tikunza kuno is because of the governance of the day so we should be having the right to determine kuti ndanaro tanga kunyika kwedu we might even choose to come back.
Thank you so much mkoma hustler. That's mkoma hustler. Mati muri kunyika ipi?
Ndimukaberon.
Kaberon das Botswana. Thank you so much mkoma. KuBotswana vanovota here vari kunze kwenyika zvizvaro zveBotswana.
I mean, yeah, I see nyaya kuti inotombuda kunzi inokumbirwa kuna Father Christmas. Ikodzero yavo vanovota even vari kuHarare ko. Matswana anovota.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So even our states, you know, Tinema Shamwari, you know, who are even going to vote in October, but vari kuchikoro overseas. So it's not even a nyaya ingazi. Kazonzi tazonyanyofara kuti hanzi hurumende kana kuti we've got a listening president in the first place hazvizvi zvinhu zvaitofanira nge tichitombodebate about.
Thank you so much mkoma hustler.
Ndatena.
Thank you Mr. Chris Gande, that's a brother hustler in Botswana who is saying diaspora vote is a birthright for Zimbabweans. It's something that should not be discussed.
Yes, it's quite interesting because mostly people are saying they welcome the move by the government to send the delegation, especially noting the dual citizenship thing. Now, Mr. Bango, maybe we go to Mr. Mambeu since he came later. Mr. Mambeu,
Yes.
What is your take on this issue about dual citizenship? Because it seems like the issue of the diaspora vote is outclassing the issue of citizenship. What do you make of this, the dual citizenship? Is it that important anyway? That's the first question.
Look, you know what I can only point out regarding the Zimbabwean culture and mentality. In South Africa, where I stay, we have got people that buy a bed and send it home, and they come back. Hmm. They will buy a fridge and send it home. They will stay in tin houses or kuku, to name it. Hmm. And they are trying to invest and do something home. Dual citizenship is not a priority for Zimbabweans in general. They want to make sure that they've got a functioning country. Who wants to have dual citizenship when they are being called makwerekwere, when xenophobia is so rife at this moment? Nobody really wants that. The major issue here is the government must give the people the sacrosanct right, which is the right to choose their leadership, wherever they are. So at the end of the day, we are going to pursue all available avenues to make sure that the people of Zimbabwe that are resident in the diaspora are given the right to vote. In any event, those that would want to remain as citizens in foreign countries will have the right to do so in any case. Mm. But the biggest thing for the Zimbabwean national is, when am I going back home? When are things getting right home? There is nobody who is double-minded when it comes to going back home. Everybody wants to be home. So the dual citizenship issue, I think they have just started at the far end of the issue. They should have realized that the people of Zimbabwe are interested in choosing the government that they think will work for themselves. And at the end of it all, dual citizenship must be something that somebody will go in there and apply for it if they want it. If they don't want it, you don't need a delegation to come and advise people on dual citizenship. What is the matter? Why are we in a hurry to advise people on dual citizenship? Who has gone and clamored for dual citizenship? I think if, in any case, there are quite a few individuals. I remember Mr. Mawere, he did go to the High Court for dual citizenship. But the majority of Zimbabweans, they don't want dual citizenship. They want to be Zimbabweans. They want to remain Zimbabweans. That is the same reason why I said they are sending parcels back home. They are sending beds back home. And they sleep on the floor in the diaspora, hoping one day they'll be able to go back home and live freely and productively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please, Ramba, Nyumuri Parunare. Mr. Jifa wa Bango, Jifa wa Japi Bango, sorry for that. What's your take on the issue of taxing those in the diaspora once they have citizenship but they cannot vote? Because I think that's one fear that many Zimbabweans have on this development. Yes, they may enjoy dual citizenship, but they won't be able to vote. At the same time, they will be expected to pay taxes to Zimbabwe and the country of resident.
In our tax, I think, as I've elaborated before, that I think taxing someone that you don't own a mazio with ugezeni, noma umuntu akho nosebenza ngapi, noma wenzani, I think that's totally unfair. So I think the best way that they can resolve this thing amicable is for them ukuthi banike abantu ukuthi into eqakathekileyo kakhulu eyenza ukuthi kube le-confusion eningi kakhulu. Since I've been listening to these other guys have been commenting, ukuthi there are so many things ezayenzakala elizweni lakithi ukuthi ziyakhulunywa, but at the end of the day they are not being done ngendlela eqondileyo, or zikwenziwa as if ukhona omunye umuntu ocathela omunye ekoneni. But we don't want those things again. Abantu eZimbabwe into abayifuna kathesi ukuthi kube le clear path ukuthi nxa uhamba, you know ukuthi this is where I'm going. And nxa kukuthi kunje, if someone is paying tax, the question is ngeyokuthi going back home, uzahamba uyini uyohola ipension in Zimbabwe? If they will be able to pay us pension, even though singazange sasebenze eZimbabwe, then akula problem. But if they are not going to pay, if they are supposed to pay, but abantu ipension, as kukathesi akula muntu. Abantu abasebenza eZimbabwe, my father used to work at Dunlop, but my father was watshona akazange athole even a penny yepension. So those are the kind of things ukuthi sabe sisikhangela sibone ukuthi then how will they resolve into ezifana lezo nalezo, because government should only not
thing be on the receiving side only. They should be both receiving side and on the other side again promoting about those ones who need to invest in the country. So that's where the problem is, and that's where the problem relies. So if they can try and resolve those issues, I think that's not really a problem. But I doubt very much whether there will be any way whether you can go and claim I'm a benefit in Zimbabwe. Yet, you are not going.
Thank you so much.
As for what you about the panel, if now what the government, if we now what the investment, let it be clear what the government, it can be with diaspora, those ones who donate money to the government. Are we clear? Let us
thank
donate
you.
Money to donate assistance, which we are helping our government, but not donating the money under in the way which we are going to, we are paying taxes. But I'm taxes are not going to
talk. Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller at now, Mlauzi, Chris.
Yes, Mlauzi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ufuna ukukhuluma kumbe uyatawura? Hello?
Hello, I'm Lousy.
I think we have a very bad connection right there.
Yes, pane paita dambudziko nefoni yavo. Regai timonzwa kuna vamambeu kuti vanoti vamambeu nyaya imwe iri kutariswa nevana veZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti hongu iro danho rekuti kunge kuchiwanikwa dual citizenship idanho rakanaka hanzi rwendo rwe 1000 inonzi steps or what harungotangwa muri mapinda mu 1000 munotanga ne step imwe chete hamufunge here kuti inhanho yekutanga iyo iyi yekuti pawanikwe dual citizenship then zvimwe zvozotevera.
Ako kana vakamanyira kaikoko vadzivo pane kumwise zvadzirini vanhu kuti vazoita ku dual citizenship zvava zvemagarikwa izvo zvokuda kusarudza kuti ndorarama ndiri ku rest here kana ndorarama ndiri kupi kana ndoita zvose. Chakakosha iko zvino tisingati kuvandirana ndechekuti tavhotera here hurumende iri kutonga. Kana iri hurumende yedu yatavhotera iri kutonga ndoyo uya akatitaurirana nayo. Saka vanoda kugovuya sei tisina kuvavhotera, vakavhotegwa nani? Izvo hatina kuvavhotera izvo. Saka mapolisa avo haagoni kuapplya kwatiri vasati vaita kuti vasarumbe. Kana tabva vasarudza ndopo vanozovuya patiri votaura kakuti nesu tivapawo zvichemo zvavo kuti zvinyatso kugwadza kwazvo hatina kana mumiririri kuparliament anenge akamirira diaspora. Saka tinotaura sei tisina mumiririri? Ngavatipewo chigaro chemuparliament kana imwe structure ingavapo inoshanda nesu chete inoziva zvatinoda nezvatinenge tida kuti zviitike. Asi chokutanga ndechekuti zvitipati nazvo maembassy nemaconsulate tinawo munyika dzakati o. Tinokumbira kuti dei vatibvumira tavhota. Kana tichinge tavhota, hurumende inenge yavhotegwa iri hurumende yasarudzwa noruzhinji ndo ichazoti ko munoda here? Constitution iri clear kuti vanhu vanokwalifya for dual citizenship. Saka iyoyo haisi yavo, haimbodi kuti vaite campaign kana kuti vaikankase, haimbodi izvozvo. Yakajeka munhu wangoda dual citizenship ngaangoita zvinofanira kuitiwa kana adangorinaunza Zimbabwe citizenship anongorinaunza sezvaanenge angoda kuzviita. Zvakachena izvozvo, hazvidi kuti hurumende inge ichipinda mazviri break. But chakakosha panguva inoyi hurumende ngaaibvumire mwana woga woga weZimbabwe ava nemakore ekukwanisa kuvhota kuti agone kuvhota. Zvimwe zvese tozotaura nekuita futi kuti nhau ya tatava nedambudziko yekunotoi dambudziko rokuti kana mwana azvabva kuno consulate haichakwanisi kupa mapepa ngavape masimba kumaconsulate edu kuti vana vanenge vazvabva kuno voverifya vopiwa mapepa vopiwa certificate. Ikonoti aimbodzi munotumira mapepa pabhazi kana munotumira papepa pabhazi zvaisa muenvelope zvozonotogwa zvoitwa noumwe. Idisorganization yatisingadiwe. Saka ndoko vanga vachifanira vachibata kuti kuvana vatiri kuzvara munomu vatiri kupiwa here mapepa avo zvakakwana pari kufamba sei pakamira sei ngavambotaura ipapo. Tozouya hedu tienda kunhau dzekuti vanhu vangati vatiwo ugaro uviri ungani dual citizenship. But at the moment, let's make sure that you are eligible to vote and you are able to vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Chris.
Yes, Jonga, I think with the time remaining, we can play a special video which we made for our listeners and viewers. So for now, we would like to say a good night to Mr. Mambeu and Mr. Bango. Good night, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much. Good night, same to you.
Thank you. Join us next time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Good night.
Yes.
Good night, Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, Jonga, we had a chance to speak to Mr. Mike Nguyuza, who is the leader of a choir called VUSA, or Voices of Southern Africa, you know, singers from all over Africa and a few from here in the United States. They had their 10th anniversary last year. Let's take a look.
Njoba nazi abantu baseningizimu Afrika uma badibana bathandu noba kusesifeni kusemshadweni noma lasidibana khona nje siyacula kodwa ke ngo 2007 umeli we South Africa la e America umnumzana uweli lenhlapa inesanda sakhe sokusise owashona kodwa ubaba umoyo bangumema bathi woza la uthathe abantu base South Africa ubafundise le ngoma ekuthiwa yi South African National Anthem. Manje kwakungelula ukuthi sicule leyo ngoma ngoba ishintshi
morena buluka techana taetu umelise zindwele nasengeko
buluke
wote buluke
buluke
wote buluke sichaba
bafake iilimi ezinye kule ngoma yenkosi Sikelela. Sekunesibhunu phakathi, manje abantu abaningi bengafuni ukucula ngoba bangafuni isibhunu, ubuhlungu bayizolo be-apartheid. Kodwa ngoba ubaba uMandela na South African government bavumile ukuthi le ngoma zihlangane, iy'ngoma zesibhunu nesiNgisi nesisuthu nesizulu zibe nyanda yinye, sangathi okungcono sicule nathi le ngoma ngoba ngeke ishintshe phela.
Mabube njalo,
mabube njalo,
sibheke futhi ukuthi kwamanye amazwe njengaseZambia mhlawumbe naseUganda bathatha inkosi Sikelela bacale ngayo bafake okwabo ukuthi baphakamise amazwe wabo. Ngavuma-ke mina nabantu baseSouth Africa bavuma, sadibana safundisana, safunda ama-notes saze sakwazi ukucula. Sacula ngo 2007 nge-celebration ye-independence ngo-April yithe sacula.
Silo yini makanana, silo yini makanana, silo yini makanana, sibethu samtari malie, yilethu makanana, yilethu makanana, yilethu
yes, that was the music of VUSA, the Voices of Southern Africa. Yes, those voices are from people from Southern Africa And right here in the United States, I think I saw also an Asian lady. Yes, it's a mix. That brings us to the end of tonight's show, Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Thank you so much to Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Mr. Tino Mambeu, and Mr. Kindness Paraza who joined us. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Nchitenda Mose, Makwanza Kupinda Mchurongwa, Nemima Kundikana, Zirongwa Zilipo, Mungwa Zinotevera, Morara Zakanaka.